The Justice for All Parties said today it will file a lawsuit challenging the North Carolina Board of Elections' decision Tuesday not to certify the organization as a political party. That means its candidate, progressive academic Cornel West, can't appear on the state's ballot for president. I'm Steve Harrison. The Democratic Majority Elections Board voted to certify the We the People Party, allowing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be on the ballot for president. But it voted against allowing Justice for All a spot on the ballot after Elections Board staff found people who either said they hadn't signed the party's petition or didn't know what it was for. It's possible both Kennedy and West could siphon votes from Democratic President Joe Biden. The North Carolina Democratic Party objected to both parties being on the ballot. The dispute is similar to a fight over the Green Party's ballot access in 2022. The Greens sued the state and were ultimately given a place on the ballot for the midterms, as well as this fall's election. Republican Board of Elections member Stacey Eggers said the board has put itself in a difficult spot by voting against West's party.
In light of the Green Party case, and kind of surprised that we're following that same path, because I don't think it ended well for the reputation of the state board.
All three Democratic board members voted against certifying the Justice for All Party. The two Republicans voted in favor. I'm Steve Harrison.